and the right too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I've seen it in my time.
Mm-hmm. I bet
you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, what would they call people that live way back off in the hills, you know, and hardly ever come to town? What would they call them?
Call them hillbilly.
Hillbilly?
I used to call me a hillbilly because I lived in the hills and the school was down here on this highway, you know. Old hillbillies. I said, okay, I'd rather be a hillbilly than a river rat.
Rather be a hillbilly than a river rat. That's pretty good.
They didn't get anything made nothing over me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh. What about, somebody was out, like your husband or somebody outside waiting for you and waiting for you to get ready to go someplace. Now, he might come here. Hey, Annie, are you going to be ready soon?
You going to be all day? Are you going to get... Wait a minute. Hurry up and come on. I'm tired of waiting on you or something like that.
And then you
hurry.
You might say, well, now I'll be with you in...
In just a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I've had all that to go through.
I bet you have.
Oh, Mama and Daddy. Daddy'd have to wait for Mama, you know. I'd get everything in the wagon and everything ready to go to town, butter and eggs and everything. Daddy'd be sitting on a seat board waiting. Mama'd be hunting a little package with some money in it. Come on, old woman. Sitting out here all day and the butter would be melted. Wait a minute. Come on, old woman. She'd say, "Oh, the devil's Samuel," she said. "Oh, the devil's Samuel," she said. "Be quiet," said. You had to wait before your mother was born. You had to wait 9 months. Now shut up.
Oh.
Just tickle it, my life. You tickle the life out of me.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, now, if you were going someplace like, I don't know, any place, and you were sure that you were on the right road, but you just were not sure of the distance, mm-hmm. you might stop and ask somebody, well, how
far is it to the place you're going?
Yeah.
How far?
You are so
is it
quick.
To so-and-so?
Yeah, you are really quick. Now, if you wanted to know, like, how many times somebody, there's somebody at the door.
Out of it one time.
Oh, really? So you've in a surrey, too, you said?
Said his grandma was saying something about a surrey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't understand. I couldn't catch what he said.
No,
what
because
he said.
It was, yeah, it's supposed mm-hmm. to be surrey.
Mm-hmm.
So you have actually rode in?
Oh, my brother had one.
Mm-hmm.
Had four little children. Mm-hmm. Had pulled by two big mules.
Mm-hmm. All at Woodman. Mm-hmm.
Two big lights in front like having a cars.
Oh, yeah. And you rode in?
Oh, yeah. Rode in a cart.
Oh.
One of my school teachers had a cart.
Uh-huh.
I was really scared while I was in there, and I was glad when I got out.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, now, if you wanted to know, like, how many times somebody does something, like go to town, you'd say, well, how?
How many times have you been to mm-hmm. town?
And if you were, another way, instead of saying how many times, you might say, well, how, you know, if you want to know how, you know, how many times do they go? You'd say, instead of saying, how many times do you go? You might say, well, how? Off?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this next part is just for pronunciation, and I'm going to point, and you tell me what you call this. You call this my...
forehead.
Mm-hmm. And this, all this stuff you call...
hair.
Uh-huh. Now, on a man's face, this would be his...
whiskers.
Uh-huh. And then when it grows out, you call it a...
beard. My daddy had one.
Yeah, I saw... He was a very, very handsome man, I thought, in that mm-hmm. picture. He yeah. really was a handsome man. Now, to distinguish one of these from the other one, you'd call this one your...
right ear.
Mm-hmm. And this
one
your...
left.
Mm-hmm. Your left.
Yeah. Oh, left side.
Mm-hmm.